Pump it up. Pump it up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. But put your hands up. But put your hands up. But put your hands up. But put your hands up.
Introducing our guest, season 2.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
Yeah, you are. Look at these two. Guys, no silliness. Yeah. I'm just excited. Do you know what today is?
Tell us.
It's our 2-year anniversary.
No.
Yeah.
No,
surprise.
It's not. No, it's not.
Happy 2-year anniversary, guys. We made it 2 years. That's crazy.
It doesn't seem possible. I when you said that, I had forgotten that we were doing this episode, mm-hmm. and I had forgotten that it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. Think about it. 2 years ago is when it started.
Yep.
Wild.
That's a fact. That's a factual statement.
That's nuts. I barely have friendships that last for 2 years.
I told Powell when I was coming out, I was like, it's crazy because now it's at like the point of it's a habit. Like it's just a part of our life. Like it's just Thursday night is recording night and we release on Mondays and that's just a normal. Like it's no longer like, oh, I got to think about it and like, oh, I don't know. Like this, it's just like, nah, it's just a regular event in my life.
Church on Sunday, tacos on Tuesday, podcast on Thursday.
Well, in honor of 2 years, I brought 2 new flavors of sparkling water.
Oh my.
I'm going to be peeing all night, man.
Drinking whiskey and 2 flavors of sparkling water and regular water to balance out the whiskey.
That's a lot of liquid. That's a lot of liquid. You want fries with that?
So we have Waterloo grape, which grape is not a common flavor.
It's not. That sounds
good.
And
also peach, also not a common flavor.
Sounds almost as good.
This just tastes like a peach soda.
Okay.
With no sugar.
Oh. It's like flavored water.
Almost. Okay, so I said this one tastes like a peach soda. This one still tastes more like sparkling water. I feel like the grape tastes exactly like a grape soda.
Oh, I want to get that.
Like, people who like soda should drink grape Waterloo. I think that's
great recommendation.
You should just do that. You should. But now I have to drink them both at the same time.
Oh, my.
Drinking both at the same time. Getting crazy. Anyway, enough about sparkling water.
Well,
one more thing.
I mean, yeah, in honor of 2 years, you got 2 drinks. You know what? I've got H2O.
Oh, man. For the occasion.
Yeah.
Only for tonight. Over there. Only for tonight. Limited time only. H2O. Rest of the days he has water.
Well,
that's great.
What I did to celebrate 2 years, mm-hmm. I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, two starts with T.
It does. We're really going down in quality here.
And I have more than 2 of them.
On? You have 2 shirts on? That's good. I'm glad you own more than 2 white t-shirts. You're both wearing white, actually. I missed the memo. Somebody didn't yell it in text in the group chat.
Yeah, we did that individually. We did the individual
each other.
Chat.
You mean
Colby
just
and I have an individual
just text,
chat.
Just texting each other. It's the like, we'll talk to Chest, and then there's just us. That's the... It's the main chat. I get it.
We really just wanted that egg persona, you know? Ben's the shell, I'm the egg white, and you're the yolk, chest.
Ooh. There we go. Yep. We're scramble like us together life. And you got three heads talking about anime. I don't know what to say to the egg analogy.
That's the only thing I can think of is yellow and white at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that just makes me think of Lord of the Rings. Sorry. Just makes me think of The Hobbit. Hmm. Not Lord of the Rings. Riddles in the Dark.
Oh. What? Gollum used to
say. Eggs for breakfast in Lord of the Rings, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, but Gollum, there's a riddle where
he sucks on eggs.
Bilbo asks Gollum, how does it go? It's something about a treasure chest that doesn't have an opening, but when you break it open, there's gold inside. And there's
a line box without hinges or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.
Inside is hid. Yep. And then Gollum remembered back when he was a hobbit and he would suck out the yolk of their bird eggs that he would find. And he said, eggs is. That's what happened. Yep.
How about that?
Yep. Anyway, enough about Lord of the Rings, as much as we all love that.
Mm-hmm. True.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Two years.
Yeah, there we go. Every time. So, as per the usual, I have got some dry and dusty facts, which I'm going to try to liven up by making you guess them.
Boy.
Isn't that fun? So, 2 years. 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. I hate you. 2 years worth of stats. How many episodes to this date have been released? No peeking. Don't move, Ben. I see those hands going to the mice.
107.
Ooh, you're both so close, but it was 105, so much closer.
Wow. How do you do it?
He just memorizes things.
It's a gift.
How many? Okay, so this one's a little, I didn't know how to phrase this one. How many series? Or rather, how many seasons? Because we've done, like, I'll give you a gimme. For example, we've done Spy X Family Season 1, Part 1. But then there was a whole break, and they released Part 2. So I'm counting that as separate, because we did them separately, even though that's one season. So think in those terms. So individual seasons, or, like, releasings of a show, how many of those have we done? How many show seasons have we done? On the podcast.
15.
Ooh. I was going to say, and I still will, 13.
Ding, ding, ding. Ben gets a point because it's 13, baby.
Let's go. Let's go.
First actual correct guess, I think, of any stat we've ever done.
I don't want to poo-poo on this, but, I mean, you did give us the list, Chest.
No, that was just a list. That was just the list of, I guess it was the whole list. So why did you guess wrong then is the question.
Because I didn't know if you were including, Akira.
Nope. There's zero, excuses for this.
Okay. That's fair. I'll take it. That's fine.
Yep. So, okay. So this one's going to be harder because I didn't give you a list of this.
There we go.
Filler episodes have we done?
Ooh.
Now, I will say, this does not count a strictly guest episode. Filler would be like other content. It does include movies. Does include movies.
10.
But
22.
But not guests. Oh, ooh, between those two, you find the number Sweet 16. And that's the number we've done.
Okay.
Wow. We're literally the exact amount off. Incredible.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Beautiful. If you got to be wrong, be wrong at the same time. How many guests in 2 years have we had on the show? Individuals, not how many times has the same person been on the show.
Oh, are we actually going to calculate or just guess again?
I love it when y'all guess, so I hope you wildly guess.
I feel like I'm having deja vu. Did you ask this question for like our anniversary?
I've asked it for many times. Then I'm going to go with
seven.
Nine.
Six.
I overguessed last time too.
25. I might even have
said 9 last time.
All right, here's one y'all don't have access to, so you couldn't have even prepped for this. Well, technically you have access, but I doubt you actually used your access. Yeah. How yes. many countries have listened to our show? At least one person has clicked on our show from a country in this number of countries.
19.
9.
Ooh, 9.
It better be 14.
Sorry.
That'd be great.
It's 39 countries.
Oh my wow. goodness. What?
That's amazing.
39 countries, at least one individual has clicked on our show. Now, I don't know wow. if they've listened for 10 seconds or 10 minutes, but they've
doesn't matter.
There's been a click because it's registered oh. on our stats.
That's
how
awesome.
Okay, this is a lower number than 39. How many countries have regular listeners? So substantial numbers are coming out of these countries. It's not just like negative, like less than 1% of your listens are from this country, but like consistent listeners. How many countries?
5.
7.
3. So drop Ooh. Substantially. So oh, obviously that 39 wow. number, that's a lot of just clickage, but there is 3 countries represented
yeah.
that get regular Ooh. Listens. That is
including
the
US?
United States.
Okay.
United States is one of them. But Germany and England, Germany. United Kingdom. There's more to the United Kingdom.
There's more than, yeah, just England.
The person is in England.
Sorry, Wales.
Is the United Kingdom. But the people don't listen in Wales.
Sorry, Wales.
Most popular listening locations. I've chosen 2. And I'll even give you a hint. One's in the U.S. And one is in one of those other 2 countries.
You talking about cities?
Cities. So Ooh. With the other countries, I'll just give you a 50-50 shot. Is it the U.K. or is it Germany? But in the U.S., which state has the most people listening? And
Illinois.
It's fluctuated.
I'm gonna say Illinois also.
Okay. And then of the other second runner up on the countries, who has
Germany.
The most?
I'm Germany as well.
You both are correct. Hey. Illinois.
Yeah.
Which wasn't always the case, but Illinois currently is running with the highest amount of listens.
Come on, Virginia, what happened?
I really apologize, Germans. It's Hesse. I have no idea how you pronounce that, but I'm going to pronounce it Hesse, Germany. So it's out of respect. Mm. We love you guys. Please keep
respect.
Listening. I really butchered your name. I'm so sorry. I'm sure. Mm. Most common listening platform. So like where you listen to your podcast. Do you listen on Spotify? Do you listen on Apple? Do you listen on Overcast? Do you listen on the
Spotify.
Radio? Like an actual radio? Spotify. Could you imagine if our show was on actual radio?
I'll go with Apple Podcast.
47% of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Wow.
And that has fluctuated as well. It used
really?
To be Spotify. It was Apple. And then it was pretty
Oranges.
Even there for a bit. But how many platforms do we have listeners on consistently?
7.
4.
6.
Man.
We've only had one spot on answer. Okay.
Nice
you
job.
Do some math here.
Ow. Oh,
thanks,
what man. Was our first episode? What date was our first episode published on?
Oh.
September Oof. 15th of 2 years ago. Whatever that is. 21.
I will go with September 3rd. 2021.
Ooh.
So while the 15th is my wife's birthday, it is incorrect. And oh. then the 3rd is way off. It was September 22nd of 21.
Oh,
so I got another one.
One day away from today.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, that's Bilbo's birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday,
happy
Bilbo.
Birthday, Bilbo.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to remember this now. Our first
yeah.
published
our
episode
first
was
podcast
Bilbo's
is Bilbo's birthday.
He was born in September 22nd of 2021. Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Our top okay, this one I'm not going to make you guess, but I wanted to list them. Our top episodes right now are top 20, sorry, episode 20, Attack on Titan, introductory songs episode.
Oh, that jumped to number one?
It jumped to number one. There's an episode in there, like an Attack on Titan episode, but we also did the intro songs. Second place is episode one, our introductory episode of ourselves. Audio quality is terrible. I don't know how people make it through all that. episode 19, AOT, Johnny's first episode. Great episode. Episode
my favorite.
40, this is number four, is a good one. Episode 48 is at number four. This is the first Spy X Family episode.
Oh.
Number five is AOT. This one I had to look up, like, why was this one the top? Because it's just a random, like, title. And it was AOT Season 4, Episode 87. I'm like, what happened in 87? Well, that's the last episode of Season 4 before the most recent movie. So that was the end of Season 4. So that makes sense. That's number five. Seasons, episode, top listen number six, Episode 2, Star Wars Visions number one is still in the top 10.
That's nuts.
I say still because come on, people, there's better content out there. Episode seven, he's still kicking butt, folks.
Ramos.
Episode 12.
Good.
I want to have that boy back on. He really needs to come back on the show. I'm just saying. Haiku
for the
Haiku movie.
Yes.
I think so.
I think that's a must.
A must. Pro volleyball player who's
we've already planned
in the top 10. We have. Yeah. We just haven't told him.
It's scheduled. Yeah.
Episode 8. Shout out to my brother. Episode 18. Gene's guest episode.
Phenomenal. Rita Gene.
Rita Gene. Episode. Rank number 9. Episode 11. Mega LeBlanc season 1 finale. Which that is a good season, folks. Go watch Mega LeBlanc. And then,
good.
Interestingly enough, top 10. Number 10. Burning Kabaddi episode. One didn't expect it. Sleeper, folks. Now you want to hear the least listen to episodes?
No,
of course,
because it's just going to be our fillers. Just
no,
10.
That's not true. You're going to be shocked. So, okay. Number five. So the fifth from the bottom.
Oh boy,
is I think I did this right. Now I'm confused how I ranked it.
I'm terrified.
We're
going to assume. Yes, I remember now because I remember I have to go backwards. So episode 98, Filler Psychopaths, is number five from the bottom.
All right. That's understandable.
Not too. Yeah.
Psychopaths is a good show, but I don't think a lot of people have seen it.
Exactly. Episode four from the bottom, or ranked four from the bottom. Episode 95. Finna 7 and 8. So that midway point on Finna. Number 3 from the bottom, Moriarty 16 and 17.
I don't get that one.
Well, you're gonna keep not getting it because episode 97, 2 from the bottom, Finna finale. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, people Finna. Don't get to listen to us, you know. Crap all over that one.
Rails. And at the bottom, Moriarty episode 14, episodes 14 and 15.
Wow, rough. Two Moriartys.
I know. My guess is it's not a super watch show. That's my only guess.
Well, that's good, people.
We gave it high praise the whole time.
I know. Maybe they didn't like that. Maybe they're like, maybe these guys just, they like it too much. We're bored.
We want something badly recommended.
Yep. Well, I do want to ask y'all. I have mine ranked. I asked y'all to rank all the seasons of the shows that we've done. Ben, you in particular said this was a miserable exercise.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, explain why.
And I did not complete it.
That's okay.
I just kind of put like stars next to ones I really enjoyed. I have good memories for all of them. So I'll have plenty to share, but I don't have ranking.
Okay. Then I don't want to take too much time on this. So why don't we just focus on the top five? And if you've completed the assignment, cough. then we'll rank from the bottom up and you just list them. So Cole, do you want to go first?
Okay. I wasn't totally listening. What am I doing? Bottom just, up or top five?
It should be 13. Just go from 13 to 6 and list like from the bottom up to number 6.
All right. So the way I ranked them this time, last time I ranked them on my enjoyment of listening to our podcast episodes. This time I'm going to rank them as rewatchability of the actual show. So ooh, which one would I like to watch the most first? Like, and then, okay.
That's a good ranking.
So, so bottom to number 6. I got to find out where number 6 is. Okay. Bottom is Trigun.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know if you wanted me to get into things, but
nope, I'll don't just keep elaborate.
Going. All right.
That's insane, though.
After that is Jorin. Then Fenna.
Wow.
Then wait, these are at the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why you're saying wow to this.
Different one before any of these.
Okay. Trigun, Jorin, Fenna, Tekken, Visions. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I was looking for. I was like, where is it?
Spy X Family Season 2, Burning Kabaddi, Attack on Titan, Final Movie Part 1. That's my number 6.
Wow. This is a...
Did you say Jorin anywhere?
Yeah, Jorin is second from the bottom. So
oh, I was just Trigun, like, that's the one Jorin. I was waiting for. Okay.
Wow. That's gotcha. That's a crazy list. That really... shocked me. I think
what was so shocking about it, that Visions wasn't lower.
Visions wasn't lower, and I just like I'm just looking at some of the other stuff, and I'm like, I guess I
well, you just told me I can't elaborate, so I'm.
It's true, and I don't want you to. Ben, how about you tell us what made you choose the shows that were not as fun? Because you said you starred some and you were like, there was some highlights, there were some lowlights. Mm-hmm. So for your list, it's not so much a ranking, but it is a sorting. So you've sorted them. So like the ones that are sorted lower, what are those shows?
Yeah, so those include Tekken, Fenna, Trigun, Spy X Family.
Are those all your duns?
No.
Okay.
No. Spy X Family is in there. Star Wars Visions. Oh, funny. You talked about top five. I have 5 stars on my list.
Mm.
Hey, there you go.
Perfect. Just name all the other ones.
I already named them all.
There you go. Perfect. I will let you elaborate, Colb, and on your top five if you want to. So I did seasons ranked. It was really weird. The best way to describe it is I did a gut ranking, and I don't even know exactly what the qualifiers were. I just ranked them. I think it was my gut was ranking them based on how much I enjoyed just watching the show. Like, it's just enjoyability of watching the show. So, because you were mentioning, like, well, the recording and guests and all, and I was like, no, I think I just ranked it based on a gut reaction to how I felt after I watched the show. Was kind of
so how it was. What I'm hearing is Ben put way too much thought into it and couldn't finish, and you put zero thought into it.
Almost zero. It was barely above.
And I'm in the middle ground. This is weird. This is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah. I think it was a mad scrambled mixture of a lot of things. Some of it what has to do with rewatchability. Proving that I haven't rewatched a lot of these. But believe it or not, number 13 is Visions. Yeah.
Okay.
Number 12 is Jorin.
Okay.
And then I put a gap. So this, you know how in rankings, like, we're like, oh, there should be a gap. Because there's a difference between these shows.
Yeah.
So I put like a gap.
Yeah. A tier.
Yeah, like a gap.
Like a gap. Yeah.
Like or a gap. Gap. Like a gap.
Like the gap.
Hey, mind the gap.
There you go. So there's a gap, and then it goes to 11 is Tekken, 10 is Fenna, 9 is Trigun Stampede, and 8 is Burning Kabaddi. And then there's another gap, and then it's Megablock Season 2 at 7 and Moriarty at 6. And that's my ranking so far.
There it is.
Mm. One thing I will add, if I may, is I combined the enjoyment of the show and the enjoyment of recording it. So I was like trying to like smash, because I think sometimes that like went hand in hand. So like for me, Moriarty is that example of, because we're all enjoying it so much, the show itself, the conversation was very enjoyable. So Moriarty to me is actually ranked pretty high in the rankings that don't exist.
Well, that actually influenced my 13 and 12 decision, because that's why Jordan is above Visions, because I actually had a blast recording it.
Oh, yeah.
And that gives me some nostalgia, but I mean, let's be honest, I'm not going to rewatch that show.
Right.
It's terrible. Okay, so what's your number five? We'll round robin this one.
Who's first?
You are.
Oh.
Because you spoke.
My first one for number five is Moriarty.
Okay. Any details?
Like I said, I ranked him by rewatchability, and I feel like this is one that I would point others to watch with me. So like whether it's someone who's getting into anime or my wife or whoever, I feel like Moriarty is a good one to rewatch. So that's why I put it at number five, because I would definitely rewatch it, especially with somebody else.
Yeah. Nice. Ben, do you have one of your stars that was like less than the other? So it'd be
yeah,
in the bottom
tier. I can handle a five ranking nice. Here.
Since you got stars. You got it.
My number five is Joran. just because it was hilariously fun to just rip on that show. The nicknames, Cole had some wonderful nicknames.
Lightsaber
there were just
Suki.
A lot of callbacks, and we just had a great time. So that one is five because of that reason, but it's not 4, 3, 2, or 1 because the show was terrible.
Right. The show was complete garbage. Yep. I hope there's someone that's listening to our show that loves Joran and just hates when we bring it up.
Yeah.
And
well, everyone in the comments, apparently, for Crunchyroll.
Gosh.
This is the best thing ever.
Or I can't wait for the next episode.
I can. I can, and it's already out. I don't want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mine was Megablock Season 1. Sorry, I was reading 7. Megablock Season 1. That is a solid, solid show. I was actually telling Ben while Cole was fixing his audio right before the show. I was telling
him, call me out.
I know, but you fixed it. Well, you didn't hear it, so I had to explain what I was telling you, okay. Ben, and not you. I don't want to leave you out. I would have told you.
Oh,
I'm telling you now, if that helps. I'm going to get the hummingbird tattoo, which is actually from season 2. But I'm going to get the hummingbird tattoo next summer, which I'm pretty excited about. I've been sitting on that one for a while, and I'm like, yeah, I'm for sure going to get that one.
It brings you home.
Yeah. I told that to Pal. She didn't know that. And I looked it up to confirm that. And evidently in Latin cultures, there in certain Latin cultures, I don't know if this is prevalent in Colombia, that is true. That it symbolizes coming home or finding the way home, guiding
oh, nice.
You home. And she really liked that because she has a hummingbird tattoo. So I'm getting it because she likes hummingbirds and she's got one. And so I was like, I want a more manly one, and can't get more manly than Mega Bloks.
Hey.
Bunch of dudes punching each other in the face.
Put some fire around it too, and some,
yep.
Yeah.
And it's smoking a cigar and watching sports.
Bottle of whiskey in one hand, cigar in the other. Kick back,
sweating.
On the... sweating.
hard day at work.
Yeah, I'm back from the mines.
Coal mine. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's great.
Cole, what's your number four?
Number four
is Spy X Family season one, or part one, I guess, of season one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like that part one was just solid all the way through, both in comedy and story.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
That was a winner.
Ben?
Yeah. Mine was Burning Combody. It's for
Burning
everybody.
Combody.
Mm. I just enjoyed having Thomas on, the mix of his not having any anime exposure and enjoying the film and his humor. Honestly, the only, this is silly, but the only reason this isn't ranked higher isn't even because of the show. It's just because I distinctly remember for some reason there were challenges with our audio during that time and speaking over each other. It just wasn't very smooth, and it had come right after having Johnny on the show. This was not because of Thomas, but
Thomas,
things were very smooth.
Devastated
with Johnny, and I feel like and Johnny can interrupt with the best of them, and I felt like we still like had good rhythm, and something with the audio, like it always seemed like there was delays, and so maybe part of it was being the different. I don't know, but it was great having him on there. I loved his perspective, his humor, all that fun stuff, and the show was surprisingly good. It was pleasant.
Good. I really hope they make another one.
I had forgotten about that, Ben, but you're totally right. There was times when we were just always talking over each other, and not in like a not in a funny way where like we always wanted to interrupt each other on purpose, but someone was behind by like half a second and it would just throw everything off.
It got frustrating. Minus Spy X Family Part 2. It's ranked so high because
that high?
But it's because Pau really likes it. So I've literally watched it twice with her because I watched it subbed. I watched it dubbed with her. She loves it. She bought an Anya shirt for crying out loud. So she's committed to the show.
I get it. I understand that.
That does raise my enjoyment of it.
I had part two low because of all the lame storylines, all the filler.
Well,
Paul likes lame.
But that's why
I don't know what to tell you.
That's fine. That's right. It's not my list. It's your list.
Yep. That's right. Subjective, boys.
Take it back.
Subjective. I will not.
Yeah, you don't have to take it back because it's like I told you, it's completely subjective. My ice whiskey is dripping water all over the table.
I'm just trying to be combative because
number three
listeners like that. Okay. Number three. Mega Bloks season one is number three.
Nice. Nice.
And I'm trying to think if it's just for the nostalgia of starting a real show on our podcast. But even still, the actual story is so much fun. But it's a good boxing show.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah. Really good. My number three, Moriarty.
Nice.
Just Moriarty to me was an all-around win. It wasn't the best show ever. It wasn't the best of anything, but it was just consistent. I enjoyed every episode individually. I liked the characters, and I enjoyed talking about it with you two as well, because it was good. It's good. It's fun. Enjoyable.
It's good. My number three is Attack on Titan, season four, part three.
Hey.
Is that the movie? Okay.
This is the movie. Yeah. Oh, so good. It was really good.
Really good.
It shocked me, actually, in some parts, how far they took things. I had been waiting for it for so long. And so when it finally came out, it was just very, like, it's a big deal. Like, I feel just so invested in this show. You know what I mean? So at this point, it's one that best way to put it is, there's some shows that when they come out, you just want to, like, devour them. And then there's other ones where you're like, no, I want to, like, enjoy it. So you, like, set aside time to watch it, and you, like, get ready, and you get your favorite snack. It's like that type of show for me, where I'm like, I don't want to rush this. I'm not going to like do anything else while I watch it. I'm going to like sit down and watch it. And so since it's become that for me, it's like, it's really good.
That was good, Chess. I really appreciated that.
Yep. Number two, Kolb.
Number two is Attack on Titan season four, part two.
Part dos.
And it was a ride. That is for sure. So many gasps in that season, whether it was, you know, Colt getting fried to a crisp, or Aaron getting his head shot off, or
I forgot about that.
seeing this Flock actually, yeah, seeing Flock doing something pretty athletic was also a gasp. Like, yeah, yeah, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. And yeah,
he was.
There's going to be
burn.
Hey, no one likes Flock in this room.
No, I'm not defending him. It's just a funny burn. I didn't know where you were going with that.
So anyway. AOT is going to be one of those shows that I will rewatch for sure. And I think this season four is it's a huge turn in tone and shift in story. And I love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of turns in that show. Anyway, part number two for Ben.
Number two is Mega Bloks season one for me. Just like the nostalgia, I still remember how hyped I was at the beginning of the show. I was just like, this is such a good start to a show. Because even though at that point I'd seen a fair amount of animes that I really loved, a lot of them didn't start with like, oh, this is amazing. And I was really, really hyped on it. Really fun. Really like, yeah. And I feel like we were getting our groove in the podcast for the first time. We Man, we were cranking out three episodes in 30 minutes, boys. Like, what? How did we ever do that? I think that was our prime.
We hit our prime.
We hit our prime real early.
We peaked and then slowly have gone downhill.
Yeah, it was. So yeah, there's definitely nostalgia there for me as well.
It's good.
I really like that show.
It's good. Number two for me, probably not going to be a surprise after I talked about part two, was Spy X Family part one.
Hey.
Yep.
All right.
Solid entry to a show.
Mm-hmm.
Very humorous. Surprised me with some of the humor. My wife got into it immediately. She's much more selective with shows. So the fact that she just like, boom, she was hooked. She got hooked because I was playing it and she did one of those like, I'll do my own thing. And you know, I have it on the TV and then slowly her attention like gets sucked in. And so it was like episode three or something. And so she's like, no, I want to go back and rewatch it. And so we, you know, took her back to episode one and then boom, watched it.
Love it.
Yeah. So number one, Culpster.
Number one
is Mega Bloks season two.
Wow.
Whoa. Controversial for Ben. Controversial
surprised.
For Ben.
You know, as I was thinking about it, I was like, man, season one was so solid that, and I think, Ben, I think you disagree here, but I think season two is a perfect sequel, a perfect season two, you know?
Oh my gosh.
They took our hero and they took our hero and they threw him in the mud and he had to rebuild his life. And I haven't been so invested in so many characters in a long time. I wanted to see all of these people reconcile with whatever they were dealing with or with whoever they were dealing with. So like I was so invested in that second season and I loved it. Yeah. So I think for our podcast episodes that we watched, season two of Mega Bloks has got to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Ben, what's your number one?
Number one for me is I didn't pick a certain one. I just picked AOT. I mean, you guys already know what it is. Like the show, the guests, the conversation.
You know what it is.
It just it doesn't get better than that. Kolb, I will say this. It was fun going through the show. I obviously have different opinions of season two, but it was very fun going through that show. And I mean, let's be honest, pretty good. Good theme song. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, one of these days we're gonna rank the theme songs.
Oh, we don't need to do that.
No,
we should.
If we do,
none of them will be bad. It's not a. It's just a ranking for which one's number one. That's it. That's it.
That was my number one for a long time. But I think it got pushed out by Moriarty.
Here's what we'll do, Ben. We won't rank all of them. We'll pick a top five. How about that? That way, you know, you don't have any hurt feelings about if there's one on the bottom. we'll just say all of them are equal below five. And then what's your top five?
Perfect. Yeah. We have 10 number sixes. And yep, then we have top 10 five.
Sixes and then the top five left. Well, my number one by deduction is Attack on Titan Season 4 Part 2. And there's really probably not much to add to what Culp said. The twists, the turns, the craziness, it gets hyped to 11. It's crazy because I think I watched Attack on Titan and I watched Season 1 a while back and got hooked and then took a big pause and came back to part two, season two. And I was like, man, it's really taking a turn. And it just kept turning. Like it's almost like you go in like a 360 circle. Cause I feel like you never really get a handle on what's going to happen. And then, you know, like they leave the island and all this craziness happens. And then you're just like, dude, this is so much bigger than I ever anticipated. And so season four, part two really just blows the lid off of so much stuff and you're just like it can't get crazier, and then it does, and it gets crazier in great ways. Legitimately, I despise some characters, but in like a good way, like they're meant to be despised, not just like, oh, they're badly written, but like I hate Flock, like I just hate him. And so it's a good thing because you're just like, this guy sucks. So really amazing characters. Your hero is an anti-hero, and your main character, I should say, is an anti-hero who's trying to destroy the world. And as you know, what else can be said? It's great.
What else?
Doesn't matter more. That's all the structured stuff I had. I don't have anything else, but that was all the like structured stuff. But yeah, 2 years, guys.
2 years.
2 years. That's a long time.
2 years.
My buddy just celebrated his 2-year anniversary to his wife, and I didn't have the heart to tell him that, you know, I'm, let alone my marriage, which is much longer than his. I've done a podcast for 2 years, buddy.
Yeah.
You got a ways to go. Yeah.
Way more impressive, too.
I know. I didn't want to cheapen his marriage.
Oh, your 2-year anniversary? Dude, I have a 2-year podcast anniversary coming up tomorrow. Isn't that great?
But yeah. So congrats. Man. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers.
Dilly dilly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dilly dilly.
I'm separating the theme songs right now to year one and year two.
Nice.
I'm going to do the same idea. I'm going to try to combine our year two theme songs into one. So I got to make sure I don't do any duplicates. You said Tekken was the first one for year two.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hilarious.
I'm
not going to edit this out, and you're telling us something you're going to do that they'll have already listened to.
They've already heard it.
Oh, so, I mean, wasn't it cool what I ended up doing there, folks?
As soon as you started going, I thought you were ranking them, and then I'm like, oh, he's talking about making the intro for this
episode. Isn't that kind of fun, though? They get to hear what the thoughts were before it all came together.
In case y'all are wondering about the process, because we record, there is that gap. And so at a minimum, you've got Thursday night to Monday morning. So I've given Ben that space to finish his creation.
Question.
Yep.
So Blue Lock. Oh, yeah. Wait. Where's that on our timeline?
It hasn't come out.
Did
yet.
I just spoil something?
It hasn't come out yet, but you can talk about it. I have a whiskey in one hand, a Waterloo in the other. You just do what you want, man.
Well, I was just thinking, like, can I like include that?
No, technically that hasn't been released yet. That'll be actually the start of year three.
Okay. That'll be my year three theme song.
Save that for year three.
All right.
We're gonna tack on the last. So it's going to be this episode next week. Preview for all you listeners is the finale of Trigun. And then we will have Blue Lock. So we won't include Trigun we'll include Trigun in year two. The first official show of year three will be Blue Lock. Yep.
Amazing.
Well, guys, unless you got more to say, I'll see you in season three. Season three of our show.
That's crazy. Just crazy.
Just crazy.
That would have been a decent send-off. I'll see you in season three. But now we're just talking.
If I had ended it there.
Yeah.
I could try again. I can try to end it right now. It's much more us for this to be the ending than for what I said to be the ending.
Yeah. Like having a good ending is not us?
Yeah. Not us. Not us at all.
Yeah, we did peak in season one at Mega Blast.
Yeah, we did.
Part one of season one.
Those are the days.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I'll send us off then.
Okay.
Everyone bow your heads. Close your eyes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for two amazing years of listening, no matter where you live.
Seriously. But
especially to Germany and Illinois.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's Germany. Yeah, there you go. Get some German in there.
Thank you.
I do have some friends in Germany. I don't think they watch anime, but maybe they do. I'll have to ask them. It'd be really random. Anyway, we'll see you guys, all you listeners and viewers, however you do that, in season three.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get 3 dads talking about anime.
What do you get when 3 guys love anime?
You get 3 dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys start having kids,
children, dads,
and
so
become fathers and
each have kids
separately?
Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime.
3 dads talking about anime.